You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You're listening to The Happy Hour on RNIB Connect Radio. With International Women's Day celebrated on Sunday, 8th of March, we're discussing today what it's like to navigate the online space as a visually impaired woman. Joining us now are RNIB social media officer Lisa Adams and blogger and social media manager with RNIB, Holly Tuke. Thank you so much for chatting with us today and happy International Women's Day.
Happy International Women's Day.
Yeah, I was gonna say the exact same thing. Thanks for having us on, Paulina.
It's lovely to have you both. And now, Holly, you have your blog, Life of a Blind Girl. And I know both of you, both yourself and Lisa, have often been the face of social media for RNIB. So what was your initial motivation for doing this? And were you apprehensive at first? Holly, would you like to start?
So for me, I was definitely a little bit nervous when I first started, and sometimes even still am today, when I talk about quite heavy topics, because you never know how it's going to be received and what people will think. It was very much the unknown, but it was something I wanted to do. So that real motivation was what spurred me on. And yeah, when I started, it was such a lovely reception, and it kind of went well beyond what I ever expected, really. For me, it was a real kind of personal growth and motivation to share my experiences online, to try and make some kind of difference and go some small way in creating change. But also it was a way for me to hopefully help others, because when I was younger, blogs or online platforms or social media content wasn't a thing, and the internet was full of medical knowledge and information, and I didn't have anyone who I could relate to really in terms of the disability world, and I could have done with those blogs. So it was really a drive to help others. It was an outlet for me to share my feelings and my thoughts, because it was a pinnacle moment of my vision impairment journey. So all of those things really kind of amalgamated into one, and that led me to starting my work online.
What about yourself, Lisa? What was your experience like? And I guess your motivation for putting yourself out there?
Kind of, I guess, similar to Holly. So before I kind of joined the social team, I actually didn't really speak that much about my nystagmus kind of publicly that often, or like on social platforms. So when I had the opportunity to share more of kind of my experiences and what it's like and how my visual impairment affected me, it was just interesting to kind of see. And I was quite apprehensive. I was a bit nervous. I feel like the first couple of months when I was doing like content here and there, like, I'd be like monitoring the comments and like seeing what other people were like seeing and like reacting to it, because as much as kind of I'm in the community, obviously everyone's experience is very different, so I wanted to kind of check in and see, you know, if they felt the same or like how I could connect kind of further with the community. After the first couple of months, I feel like some of the content we kind of made landed quite nicely, and I think that definitely built up my confidence talking about my eye condition, kind of sharing, I guess, a bit more of myself online, because I think it can make you feel quite vulnerable sometimes talking about this kind of stuff so publicly. So yeah, it's been really nice to see how warming and welcoming the community have been for like nystagmus and like my experiences in general. And yeah, I've enjoyed working on content since, and I will enjoy creating a lot more hopefully as well.
I love that you both said you felt like the community responded to both of you so warmly, and you felt like it was such a warm and welcoming space. And as women, or I guess specifically as women who have a visual impairment, do you feel like your experience on having yourself out there in the internet is maybe different to what I guess a man's would be?
I think potentially, yes, in some ways. I definitely had experiences where it's crossed my mind when I've put something out online and I've thought, oh, has that comment been made, or have I had that experience because I'm a woman? So yeah, I think there is some differences, but I do think the good always outshadows that, and that will help me continue and give me that motivation to still do that no matter kind of what comes my way and the way the internet changes and people share things online because we know what people like, but there's always the nicer comments that I try to outweigh the negative ones.
Yes, and I feel like as well, sometimes it's quite platform specific. Like we kind of know our audiences and kind of where they sit. And as Holly said, luckily, it is often more positive reactions from the community rather than negative. But then equally, if people have something that's potentially a different kind of opinion or thought to ours, I think we're quite receptive as well to what those are. And just like learning and being kind of open to knowledge of other people's experiences too.
And what would you say is your favorite thing about being a woman on the internet? Something positive, because I feel like sometimes when we talk about the internet, we can focus so much on just the negative, but there are upsides.
I think for me, the VI kind of women community itself is really warm. It's so warm and welcoming, and I feel like you can really tell, like in the comments and how people talk to each other, like share videos, like share things around. There's just a really wholesome and nice space to be in. So I love reading comments or messages about either the impact of kind of the posts and things we're talking about has had on them, or them feeling open and confident to talk to us about it as well. Because I think it's one thing, choosing to share content ourselves, but then it's another thing people opening back up to us in that space as well. So I think that's definitely one of my favorite things. And I think as well, it has given me a lot of kind of confidence, and I feel a lot more empowered with my visual impairment. And being a woman, that in itself has been a really great personal impact for me. Yeah, so it's been a lovely space to be a part of.
I would second that. For me, definitely the community is my favorite thing. It's what draws me back if ever there's a negative experience or if ever I just need a little bit of that reassurance. And then adding to that and what Lisa said, also the relatability. Whenever I share something on my personal socials or I'm part of RNIB's content, there's always someone who can relate to it, and they will then get in touch and share their story or their experiences. And those warm, lovely, kind messages, I think, really give you that lift and it takes you back to why you do it. It gives you a bit of a moment of reflection in the way that you think, I'm so glad I did that because someone can relate, and that's then encouraged them to either share their story or reach out for support. If that content didn't come up on their feeds, then would they have done that? So it's that relatability. And then on the flip side of that, for me, it's seeing content on my feeds that I can relate to. And I know that there's blind and partially sighted or disabled women sharing their stories online in the same way that we do. And just having that content on my feeds, filling my feeds with that content is a real joy. Gives me something to learn. I'm always learning from other women, whether it's a tech tip or navigating a certain stage of life as a disabled woman. People are so generous with their experiences online and want to share, and you can then learn from that and take it to your own life, or know that, you know what, they've answered that question that I've been thinking about for the last 2 months, and I have clarity now. So I think that's really important.
What do you think? I guess you kind of mentioned that part of the community is, I guess, communicating with each other and asking questions and learning from each other. So what would you say are maybe some of the most common questions or conversation topics that come up when it comes to specifically the experience of a blind or partially sighted woman?
In terms of creating content, it can be around how much do you choose to share online as a blind or partially sighted woman? I think we really have to think about what we share online versus maybe what we keep to ourselves. And I always say I'm an open book about my blindness, and I definitely am, but there's aspects of my life that, don't relate to my visual impairment that I don't share online because I choose not to. So I think that's a really big one. And as we have to sometimes maybe filter what we share online because we don't want to share everything, but we also want to share things and be open. So it's about finding that middle ground between the two. And then there's some conversations that I've been having recently, and I've heard back from Lanapashi-sighted women the most, and that's around creating content and the accessibility of filming and editing videos. And it's really reminded me of how generous us women are with our experiences and our expertise in many ways. Because yeah, I think that's a challenge, but when you're a woman, it can be an added challenge because you're thinking about what you want to share online as a blind or partially sighted woman, but how are you going to go about that in a way that's accessible for you?
I think for me, what I've noticed, and I agree with everything Holly just said about the actual kind of accessibility in content creation itself, but I feel like conversations I've seen recently, which I feel like are a trend amongst, to be fair, the whole community, but I feel like for women specifically who are blind and partially sighted and, have an online presence, a lot of it can be questions about kind of what being blind or partially sighted looks like. And if you have a woman who does her makeup really nice or wears nice clothes or like has, a fashion sense or hobbies or like anything that, in society is considered quite, generic and kind of normal. I definitely feel like there's a lot more questions around, how can you be blind but do your makeup like that? Or like how can you be blind and like dress, have a really great dress sense? But then equally, the responses, people are always very kind of open and honest and trying to break the stereotype that being blind and partially sighted doesn't have a look and that everyone's, different and unique and have different skills and hobbies and we're just as, capable of doing everything else that people that have full sight and vision can do as well.
Something else I would like to find out from both of you, because you are seeing and interacting with this amazing community out there. What would you say is your biggest female role model at the moment?
I'd say for me, it's not one specific role model. It's the blind and partially sighted community of women as a whole. Because I think
I
as a
think.
whole, like we're stronger together, right? Like, I know that's cheesy, but.
No, I think that's true. I was thinking the same with the community as a whole because I've noticed as well that we're talking about like diversity, inclusion, women in our community and the disability community in general are sharing more and becoming like stronger as a group and like more confident and having like more spaces to talk openly about their experiences rather than being shut down. Because I feel like when we were kids, I feel like there probably wasn't, I didn't have any. I mean, obviously the online community wasn't really there as much, but I feel like growing up from there to now, there's definitely a completely different societal view, I guess, on what the community is.
When you look back to, say, when I started sharing my personal experiences online and then came here to RNIB and thinking about today, the community has shifted in a really big way. There's far more blind and partially sighted women now sharing their experiences online and jumping into content creation or writing or whatever way they feel they want to share their story. And that allows for so much more diverse perspectives and a massive confidence boost. So for me, that is the real narrative that is my role model and the representation that I want to see.
I love this. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. And I guess the final question is, with the next generation of young blind and partially sighted women entering the online space, what advice would you like to share with them?
It sounds so cheesy, but go for it. It can be quite daunting to think about putting yourself out there, but if it's something you want to do, you are going to make a bigger difference than probably what you might even realize. When I first started doing it, I didn't think anyone would read my words, watch my content, and then over 10 years on, it's part of my life in every single way. So just go for it and always be yourself. I think through content, you can always tell when someone is being their true self because it shines through. So never shy away from being exactly who you are.
I agree with Holly, and I think as well, posting about your own experiences, there's always going to be people out there in the community that can relate to you. And I feel like since I've started posting a little bit more, like sharing more, I've met so many people that have the same eye condition, same experiences as me, that I would never have met before. And you can kind of build your own little kind of new group and connections and community just by, as Holly said, just by being yourself. I feel like as well, sometimes if you're not used to talking about your disability, it can feel a bit strange sometimes. But once you start sharing little bits or kind of whatever you're comfortable with, I think you'll start to get into a rhythm, and it'll open up lots of kind of different opportunities for you as well.
Well, Lisa, Holly, thank you so much for speaking on RNAB Connect Radio and sharing your experience with us today.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.
For more interviews, features, and shows, go to your favorite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.